This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Yes, 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 yes. Morena, Charlie.
Morena.
How are ya?
I'm good. How are you both?
Yeah, good. Oh my god, wait, is that a...
Oh, I think someone just scored.
Nah, I feel like it was one of those moments where something almost happened and then it didn't. So we have a little...
Please.
I haven't even got it. No, still nil.
Charlie, were you rooting for England?
Yeah.
100%. Hang on, I'll fix your mic for a second here. Sorry, let's creak away.
England came third, right?
We came third, yeah.
Okay.
I'm struggling today with the final, obviously. Feels sad to miss out on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Definitely supporting Spain. Mm. Bit of a hate watch.
Hate watch.
Yeah,
oh
sure.
My gosh. Crack up. Do you want to point your mic a little bit towards Charlie? Because I think Charlie's mic is not working.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Hang on. Actually, Charlie, you can just have mine. I'll sit out.
You can come over here if you want.
Like
you could sit on my lap, Malayan, and then we could share. Exciting things happening in the 8:30 world. We've got a new cafe, you were saying? A couple of new cafes.
One of them, kind of friend of BFM, Maddie, who has Saints Juice.
Oh,
her
yeah.
Her partner does Dirtbag Radio.
Yes, yeah. Ratley.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
They've got a really cool space in Grey Lynn that they've been working on for the last couple of months. It's nearly there, a couple of weeks, I think, start of August, they're going to be opening up. They're going to have a really cool, like, freshly made sandwich bar. They bought an old Subway display.
Cool.
They're going to make all the ingredients in-house. She's teamed up with a baker who was a classically trained chef, used to work in restaurants. She's been working at BB's in Westmere.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to be baking stuff too, so... It's going to be a really cool little spot, just kind of on those crossroads in Grey Lynn where postal service was just other side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
But really cool old building. They've put a lot of work in. It was kind of like, not derelict, but there's been no one in it for a long time.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Super excited for that one.
That is exciting. Yeah. When does that open?
Not confirmed. They're coming in to the roastery this week and then they'll be up and running next couple of weeks, hopefully start of August.
Okay, yeah. All you Grey Lynn dwellers, look out. New spot on the horizon.
Yeah, and there's another couple too. There's The World is Omni.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
It's a like, high-end vintage clothing store that was in St. Kevin's Arcade.
Mm.
They moved to Ponsonby Central, but they've just found a little shop on Ponsonby Road, and they're going to be having a little coffee bar in there as well, so...
I love a little vintage clothing shop with a coffee bar. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It doesn't get much more adorable than that, hey?
Yeah.
So good.
He's got a, he's going to have some decks in there as well because he does a bit of mixing and they're going to have a good audio system. And there should be some cool events coming up. I'm sure they'll do some cool collabs. And
BFM Breakfast Takeover when?
Ooh, now
imagine,
we're talking.
Imagine you guys. Oh, exciting. Good stuff. There's also, you said there was a couple events happening.
I think we
might have talked about them before, but
yeah,
give us a reminder.
I touched on it last time. We're partnering with Thea Matcha.
Yes.
And we will be doing an event on Thursday, the 6th of August, I think. That's the date. It's definitely the Thursday that week at Pink Neon Sign with Rosie there. She's a legend. She was like the reason why we started using Thea because she's known May since... For 10 years almost, she's been using it. So they're OG matcha. They're not just jumping into the matcha scene fresh. She's been doing it a long time. And
right.
Should be fun. It's going to be like from 1 till 3. There's going to be like a secret short menu with some cool drinks and then going to have a few games and stuff. You can win some prizes. And
cool. Yeah,
should be a fun one.
Brilliant. And this week, for our lovely B-card holders who are itching to win some free coffee, we've got the Kenyan Single Origin again.
We've got the Kenyan Single Origin. Yeah, tasting really good at the moment. I actually had it on espresso last week.
Oh.
And it was insane.
Yeah. That's really? Quite an interesting espresso choice because I find it quite unique as a filter flavor.
Yeah.
Like it's got some funkiness going on.
Yeah.
Do you get all of that in the espresso as well?
Yeah, for
wow.
sure. Which I really enjoy, especially as like a flat white, actually.
True.
I really enjoy it.
As Wait, what are we talking tasting notes here again?
Well, the tasting notes are kind of like red currants.
Oh, yes.
So it's kind of got a bright acidity, but a lot of sweetness as well. Kind of like cranberry almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as a flat white, it kind of turns into like, I don't know if you get it over here, but Ribena.
Yeah, yeah. We get Ribena.
Ribena.
Wow. Yeah.
Like super sweet and kind of syrupy, and the sweetness of the milk complements it. So.
Okay. So if you're into fruity coffee, this is definitely one for you to try. And turns out you can have it however you like.
Yeah, completely. And just a normal recipe, 18 grams to 36, 1 to 2, and then about 30 seconds. Tasting real good.
Good stuff. Awesome. Well, dear listeners, if you're thinking, I need to try this Kenyan Getchathani AA coffee, then all you need to do is send us a text. 5395 is the number, your name, your B card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. And you can text us during breakfast hours anytime this week, because we're not drawing a winner until the end of the show on Friday. So if that's like way too far away for you to get your grubby little hands on some coffee, then head over to 830's website, 830.com, pick up a bag of this one or anything else they've got on offer, and use the code 95BFM for 10% off. Booyah. Well, okay, music-wise, we've actually heard from this artist before in the past, but I thought we'd stay on a lovely little ambient sort of lush vibe to calm anyone's nerves as they're watching the footy. And we're going to listen to a track called With Trees, where we can see from Kamaru, spelt K-M-R-U, who is son of Joseph Kamaru, legendary Kenyan artist. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice to
you,
Charlie.
Nice to have you in the studio again, and we'll look forward to having you up again next week.
Yeah, cool. See you then.
Bye.
that was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.